And he's worthy to be adored, isn't he? Hey, I would like to wish it 2 weeks beforehand, but Merry Christmas. We're in that Christmas season, and we do just pray that you have just a blessed Christmas and a very blessed New Year. We have a lot of things planned this these coming weeks, so pray for them and be a part of them. If you have your Bibles, our reading this morning is in Psalm 119. We're going through it slowly. It's a long chapter. It's 176 verses, but we'll look at verse 73 to 80 this morning, and it is the Psalm of David, and as he is a witness to others, he's a witness to others when sorrow in his life turns to blessing. What a illustration for us as we go through difficult times and others look at us and just wonder why we're not frustrated and why we're, you know, not doing anything, but we're waiting upon the Lord. And that's what David is doing. He is heavily afflicted by cruel adversaries, and he cries out to God as if God is his only friend. Sometimes we feel like that. God is our only friend. But follow along in verse 73, beginning here. Your hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. May those who fear you see me and be glad, because I wait for your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Oh, may your loving kindness comfort me, according to your word to your servant. May your compassion come to me, that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be ashamed, for they subvert me with a lie, but I shall meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, even those who know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed. Father, we're never ashamed when we're in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, that you do lead us through those difficult times, those trial times, Lord, and you bring us into safe ground. You bring us into those green pastures. And Lord, I do pray that we might be an example to others, Lord, that are going through difficult times, that our life might be a model to them of those that trust you and wait upon you, and you become their strength as they see you being our strength. Lord, we thank you for this morning. Lord, for our time of worship, may you be glorified in our midst. And Lord, for your word, may you open our hearts to those things that you have for us, each individual. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Tender whisper of love in the dead of night and your grace this morning. Thank you for that belonging that we have in you, Lord. We thank you for this Christmas season, Lord, where we get to reflect, especially, Lord, on your birth and on the sacrifice that you made in coming down to wear humanity for us, Lord, and we're so grateful for that. Father, I pray that you would fill us with the joy of the season, Lord. I know that for so many of us, it can be a time of isolation, Lord, and maybe even feeling alone. But God, I pray that you would just break those chains from us, God, that you would just help us to feel your presence in a very real way during this Christmas season. Lord, thank you that we do belong to you. Lord, we acknowledge it and we praise you this morning. We thank you, God. Amen. Let's all stand together.